Welcome to Min Monkey. On this episode, we discuss Molly's Game, directed by Aaron Sorkin, and there will be spoilers.
So it's based on the book Molly's Game, which was written by Molly Bloom, who was a woman who got involved with a legal dispute after several years running a high-stakes poker game, in which players included famous Hollywood celebrities and Russian mob gangsters. So, yeah, the film starts off with a little bit of backstory about Molly trialing to be an Olympic skiing champion, and after an accident, her life kind of takes a left turn. She ends up living in LA working as a waitress.
She just takes a year out.
Yeah, and this guy sort of invites her to come and work as his PA, and he's organising like very high stakes poker games with famous celebrities, and she's kind of shocked at the people who are there, but she makes thousands of dollars a night.
Yes.
And basically knows nothing about poker, but learns about it, and eventually like ends up getting involved in these games for increasing kind of like higher amounts of money.
She moves on from that guy and starts her own one. How it kind of takes a twist.
And it's sort of cutting back and forward from her then in the future after she's written her book. It's based on a true story, so the film sort of, it does explain everything to you, but I suppose if you knew the story going in, it might make more sense earlier on in the film of who she is and what she's doing. But essentially, she was taken to court for people who were money laundering through her games, and there was a lot of dirty money getting involved, and it was how much does she know about the people. And because she was refusing to tell prosecutors the names of people who were at her games, she was like protecting people's identities, which she didn't need to. She could have got off if she'd have just said, yeah, these were all the people that were there. But she's kind of presented as a really good moral person, and so Jessica Chastain is playing Molly, and it was a good performance from her. Like, she gave a really good performance, like a strong central lead character.
Yeah, she was really good, because you're saying, you've got the two timelines of Molly Bloom, where she's like in the present, or as close to the present as the story goes, talking to her lawyer, Charlie Jaffe, played by Idris Elba, who was also really good. This is like the best Idris Elba I've seen.
Yeah.
I really liked him in this. And you've got her, like, going back to the past with her father as well, like Kevin Costner, who's playing her dad. And she's really good. She's not entirely believable in the two timelines, because at one she's playing, like, she's meant to be 19 now and she's, like, in her late 30s.
Yeah.
So that kind of pushes the boundaries a little bit. But she's like, really fantastic in this, and it is a really good performance. And this is probably, like, one of the best movies I've seen this year, I would say. I really, really liked it. It was like we didn't know what we were going to see. It was like a secret screening type thing.
It was a pleasant surprise.
It was. It was really, really good. It was by far like one of the best things I've seen this year. Really well written by Aaron Sorkin.
She does have like a deep character. Like in the film, she's referred to as the Poker Princess, which is how the tabloids and newspapers refer to her, and sort of seen as not very intelligent, just a very beautiful woman who managed to somehow trick people into giving them money. But the film presents her as incredibly intelligent, and she's always very conscientious in her business. Like, she's not necessarily splashing money around or wasting money. Like, she's very conservative, small c, with money, and very careful about what she does. And even with the guys who are gambling, she's telling them if they're doing too much, like, you might want to slow down.
Yeah. She has a conscience in this CD gambling world that she's in.
And that's kind of, she's telling her story to Idris Elba throughout, so she's trying to explain that she's not how people are presenting her. She's actually was just a businesswoman. And essentially, the government and the FBI took her money off her, a lot of money which had been earned legally. Like, she wasn't doing anything illegal. And they'd just come in and essentially stolen millions of dollars from her, because they can. And I found that an interesting underlying theme of the film, was sort of like the government and things were corrupt, but even though they're trying to present her as corrupt.
Yeah.
And at the end, the judge summing up says, we're right across the street from Wall Street, and they'll do more illegal things before lunch than she's done in the last 10 years. So I can't do this.
Yeah, I had a good undercurrent with like stuff like that, saying like, you know, everything's a lot worse in Wall Street than it ever will be with this women that ran a card game.
I feel like it was kind of, balanced, because with Idris Elba's character, he had a young daughter, and he was making her read The Crucible and things, so it was kind of that idea of balance, like, don't maybe go on a witch hunt against people, don't persecute people if you don't know the facts of the story and things like this. Which is kind of a good message.
And they drew parallels between, like Molly's upbringing and Idris Elba's daughter.
Mm.
And how, it's good with them reason to push somebody to, reach their potential.
Well, it definitely had a feminist undertones as well, because Molly Bloom came from a family where she had two really highly achieving brothers. And Idris Elba's daughter, he's saying that it's a tough world for girls. Like, they need to be even more intelligent than boys in a way to get ahead and, need to be really on their game. So it definitely had that kind of message there. And between Molly and her father as well, there was some interesting back and forth with them when they met up later. And it was sort of how her family issues played into the character that she became. Great performances by Idris Elba and Jessica Chastain. Some great supporting performances by Michael Cera, the other poker players. And a lot of the comedy is sort of in that middle section of the film where they're playing poker and, chatting about things. And there's a really bad poker player who's just, losing money and has no idea how to play and things like that. But it balances the comedy and tragedy well. It's not like an upbeat movie all the time. Like, it's showing you that this is kind of dangerous and you can lose a lot of money playing poker. But I guess poker is, a lot of times used in films as a sort of metaphor for life. And in this one, the same, because it's you can go from having nothing, like she had, going from being, really poor to making suddenly a lot of money. And, your fortunes can switch around. And I suppose that was the thing at the start. Her life was going one way, and it was one tiny thing that changed the whole course of her life. So it's that kind of idea of luck versus ability or passion or how hard you try for something. Is it just down to luck? So overall, I thought it was a really solid movie. I really liked Aaron Sorkin's script, obviously known for The West Wing and Social Network. Some other films and TV
shows. Newsroom.
So he writes really snappy dialogue.
A lot of people don't like his writing. Some people don't like the Sorkin way of writing. I like the Sorkin way of writing.
Yeah, I like it.
Takes a bit of getting into. I didn't know it, when it first came on the screen, because we didn't know what we were going to see. And it was it took a bit of getting into the way it was.
Yeah.
The structure of the writing. I was like, oh.
He has a unique style of writing.
But then it really takes over. And
if you like it, it's good. Really good. This is his first directorial debut.
Solid.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah.
Obviously, the more experience you have, the more you're probably going to be creative with the direction. But it was, a solidly made movie. And obviously, the script really helped that, having that solid foundation to work on. So overall, I would recommend this movie. It's highly entertaining, great performances, and a nice kind of, themes running through it. It actually seems to be about something.
Yeah.
It's not just all surface.
No, I really liked it. I thought it was really well written. And just the two performances with Jessica Chastain and Idris Elba are fantastic. And I think they should win awards for this. And I think it's definitely one of the best movies of 2017. And maybe a bit of 2018, depending on when it's released. It's not out yet. So
I think it's out January 2018.
Oh, is it? Well, be one of the best movies of 2018 then.
So that was our review of Molly's Game. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back again soon with another review.